It would be hard to find a country where the saying, a dog is man's best friend, is more apt than in the Czech Republic. According to available statistics, close to 40% of Czechs own dogs. Little dogs, big dogs, fairy dogs, lap dogs, assistant dogs, guard dogs, and status dogs. Very often dogs that markedly resemble their owners. So what is the life of a dog like in the Czech Republic? Judging by the growing number of services available for them in big cities, you'd say it's a cushy existence. There are dog salons offering manicures, shampoos, haircuts and massages. Dog hotels with exclusive services for pampered and homesick dogs whose owners are on business trips. A dancing dog club for dogs with an ear for music. Pet stores at every corner. And now even bakeries which go to great length to find out just what dogs love. I found one near the Vltava River in the center of Prague and watched the owner attend to a customer, discussing at length the benefits of elk, salmon and fruit in a dog's diet, a long way away from the days when people simply gave their dog the leftovers.
Já jsem náhodou toto objevila. Pán mi doporučil játrový.
I came across this place quite by accident, and the owner here recommended liver biscuits for our dog. They were a huge success, and today he prefers these biscuits to any other treats we give him. We've also fed him the same brand of dog food for years, so we're trying something different now. And if he likes it, they'll come back for more and get an economy pack. I'm happy to spoil him because no one greets you like a dog when you come home.
Že nikdo vás tak nepřivítá jako pes, když přijete domů. Jo. Je to vaše naše, no.
Jedno krásné přísloví praví: chceš li za peníze lásku, kup si psa.
You know what they say, lady, if you want love for money, buy a dog.
Loyalty, unconditional love and companionship is what most Czechs look for when choosing a dog. And René Juzek knew without a doubt that opening a dog bakery was a smart decision. 3 months on, there is a constant stream of customers ever ready to spend money.
Že by rozmazlovali, ne, oni si spíš kompenzují to, že pes jim dá víc než lidi.
I wouldn't say they spoil their pets. They just try to compensate them for the love they get. And often dogs give them more love than human beings. So what can you do to return that love? You play with the dog or you give it a treat.
Není to o rozmazlování, je to vlastně o vracení toho, co vám to zvíře dává.
And tasty treats is what René offers in big supply. He makes his own dog biscuits, guaranteed free of preservatives, and caters to all tastes. Dogs that come in with their owners get a free sample on the doorstep and usually come back for more.
To je naším tajemstvím. Tam máte to maso, který do toho patří, a potom ty různý přísady, které tam jsou.
Our recipes are a secret. Of course, the biscuits contain some meat, which is essential. And then there are other ingredients, including fruit and vegetables. Blueberries, blackberries, and so on. The meat is mostly liver, salmon, tuna fish, and game, deer and wild boar. And nuts and fruits. Most people think dogs won't eat those, but when they give them a try, they're amazed to find out that the dog loves the taste.
Lidi si myslí, že to nejde, když mu to dají, tak jsou v šoku, že ten pes to jí a že mu to hrozně chutná.
So how does he know what dogs are partial to? René says there's only one way to find out. And since he has a dog breeding station, he doesn't need to go far to ask.
To jsou zkoušky od začátku, že jo? To je, zaprvé jsme dostali nějaké receptury na sušení.
It's a question of trial and error. At the outset, we got some recipes from a friend in Canada who is in the business, and then we just experimented with what's available in this part of the world. Obviously, getting elk imports would be too expensive, but we have deer and other game. We also experimented with various spices and fruits and got the dogs to take a vote on the outcome. Every Sunday, there would be a tasting session. When you offer a pack of dogs 4 bowls with different biscuits and they all crowd around one, you know you have a winner.
Dali se 4 misky, oni si to očuchali a pak jsme zjistili, že 3 psy jdou do 1 misky, tak jsme věděli, že ty jsou nejlepší.
According to René, 9 out of 10 dogs would recommend his biscuits, and judging by how fast they're selling, he's not bragging. So is the life of a dog in the Czech Republic as idyllic as it sounds? According to the Prague Society for Animal Rights, Czech laws on the protection of animals leave a lot to be desired and leave dogs, cats and other species vulnerable to cruelty. Hanka Janišová is an animal rights activist and an active member of the society.
Já se domnívám, že ochrana zvířat obecně v České republice je velmi nedostatečná.
I would say in general that in Czech law animal rights are miserably inadequate, not just as regards dogs and cats, but farm animals as well. Of course, the situation here is much better than in countries to the east of our border, but our animal protection laws are toothless and leave a lot of room for cruelty. Dogs are less vulnerable in this respect because Czechs are sensitive to their well-being, and we get a lot of calls from the public informing us about cases of animal cruelty that are not actually an offense under Czech law. For instance, a dog tied to a doghouse all day on a very short leash and not fed regularly. Unless the vet finds the animal is badly undernourished, there is nothing he can do. Even if the doghouse is a mess, overheated in the summer, freezing cold in the winter, and the dog is clearly suffering.
Under the present law, you would have to kill an animal for it to be investigated as a crime, or to have killed an animal in the past and subsequently maimed another. Other forms of cruelty are regarded as a misdemeanor, punishable by a fine. Reporting a case of suspected cruelty to the police requires photo documentation or the testimony of an eyewitness. In short, not an ideal state of affairs for the well-being of man's best friend. Moreover, the country's outdated animal rights laws regard a dog as property with a special status rather than a living being, which leads to bizarre circumstances. A dog bought from a breeder can be returned within the usual 2-year guarantee period if the owner finds a hidden deficiency, such as a genetic bone anomaly. When news of this emerged in the media recently, the public bombarded the government, demanding a legislative amendment. Hanka Janišová says that to her knowledge, the possibility of returning a dog as deficient goods is nonsensical and has not been put to use.
When you get a dog, even for a lot of money from a breeder, within a very short time, that dog becomes a member of the family. Now, imagine that in a year or so, that dog develops serious health problems, a genetic bone defect or heart defect that require considerable expenditures. I would venture to say that no normal person is going to take that ailing dog back to the breeder and demand their money back, especially when they know the dog would be put down.
The government is now working on an amendment to the law that will give animals a special legal status. The Society for Animal Rights says this is a step in the right direction, but changing an animal's status alone will not protect it if it is not given certain rights and tougher laws against animal cruelty are not put in place as well. Until that happens, no amount of pampering and love can make up for the fact that legally, dogs and other animals are very much at the mercy of their owners or anyone else who may want to harm them.